I served in the army for 7 years, and I did two tours of Afghanistan. And since leaving, I've obviously struggled with being outside of the army, things like depression, anxiety, not really knowing where to go. You feel alone a lot of the time. You don't feel like anyone else is going through what you're going through. And I've sort of got into filmmaking. I ended up getting into film school, in the Northern Film School in Leeds. And I just thought, you know, I've got this skill now to help a situation I was in and hopefully change something for the better. So I thought, why not now?
So that's one of the main things. So you can show people, because sometimes you may come out and you might be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to turn to.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah, I think a lot of people, everyone I speak to, sort of, it's almost like you don't want to lose face. Like, as a soldier, you're sort of seen as a strong guy or a mentally tough person. So you don't want to be the one to say, actually, I'm really struggling. And neither does anyone else. But usually once you sort of say to someone else, I'm struggling, he'll then say, I'm struggling as well. So hopefully this film will do exactly that and everyone will sort of come together and help each other. That's the goal. So I'm trying to raise £2,080 for equipment and travel costs so I can travel around the UK speaking to ex-veterans and charities and organisations that are set out to help veterans.
You had a tough time, didn't you, in the army?
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about what happened to you?
Yeah, so on my second tour of Afghanistan, I was injured in an IED explosion. So basically the guy in front of me stepped on an IED. He was far worse injured than I was, but I ended up getting a lot of shrapnel to my face and stuff like that. And luckily I was wearing these protective goggles, which protected my eyes from obviously being taken out. So I was really lucky to not be blinded, yeah. So my poster's now used as like a training tool for people to wear protective goggles, yeah.
Is there enough help out there for people when they are leaving the army or coming back from a tour?
Well, this is the thing, I don't really think there is, and I think something needs to be done about it, because everybody I speak to, I've got a lot of friends obviously that have left the army that I went to Afghan with or that I was served with, and every single person seems to be struggling and no one really seems to know where to get help or what to do, and no one seems to talk about it to each other. So I think this film would be a really good thing to show that everyone is going through the same thing. You don't have to bottle it up to yourself. Talk to people about it, and together we can all help each other, which is the goal.